God's love is promised, October 29. Promises and rewards. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Although his love is driven back by the stubborn heart, he returns to plead with greater force, "Behold, I stand at the door, and knock." The winning power of his love compels souls to come in. Christ will impart to his messengers the same yearning love that he himself has in seeking for the lost. We are not merely to say, "Come." There are those who hear the call, but their ears are too dull to take in its meaning. Their eyes are too blind to see anything good in store for them. Many realize their great degradation. They say, "I am not fit to be helped, leave me alone." But the workers must not desist. In tender, pitying love, lay hold of the discouraged and helpless ones. Give them your courage, your hope, your strength. By kindness compel them to come. If the servants of God will walk with him in faith, he will give power to their message. They will be enabled so to present his love and the danger of rejecting the grace of God, that men will be constrained to accept the gospel. Christ will perform wonderful miracles if men will but do their God-given part. In human hearts today, as great a transformation may be wrought as has ever been wrought in generations past. Through human agents who cooperate with the divine, many a poor outcast will be reclaimed, and in his turn will seek to restore the image of God in man. There are those who have had very meager opportunities, who have walked in ways of error because they knew no better way, to whom beams of light will come. Many will come from the grossest error and sin, and will take the place of others who have had opportunities and privileges but have not prized them.